there. Welcome to this week's message from Real Life Ministries. We are so glad that you're here. We hope that this message will encourage and inspire you to walk closer with Jesus. Now sit back and relax, and let's dive into the Word together.
This is our last week of the All In series, and we've been talking about how we can be all in for God and for the mission that He's given our church. And this week, I wanted us to take a look for a few minutes at a group of people that we see in the Bible that were all in for God and the mission that He had called them to pursue. If you'd like to turn in your Bibles to Acts, 1 Chronicles 29, we're going to be there for a little bit. And this passage talks about when David gave of his personal finances. He called the people to do the same so that they could build the temple. The history here is this. For hundreds of years, the people of Israel had been in the promised land, the country that eventually took on the name of that people, Israel. But there was no house of God at this point, a permanent structure where they would go to worship. If they wanted to worship, they had to go to the tabernacle, which was kind of a mobile tent that God had prescribed for them. David had on his heart the desire to set up a house of worship for God. He knew that the people of Israel had been given the mission to be a light to the rest of the world, to lift up this God that they served so that others would go, wow, that's an amazing God. We want to worship Him too. And so David said, I want to build a structure that as much as we can display the awesomeness of our God. And so he desired to do that, but God told him no. God said, David, you're a man of war. You've been a man who has shed much blood. I am a God of peace, and I'm going to call a king of peace to build my temple, your son Solomon. David, because he loved worship so much, he's like, okay, God, I won't build it, but I still want to be a part of it. And so he gathered all the materials that were going to be needed so that Solomon, as soon as he stepped in to become king, would have everything that he needed to build this amazing temple for God. David gave so much gold and so much silver personally, today's equivalent prices would be over $3 billion worth. Then he said, people, are you seeing what I'm doing? This is how much I love my God and I want Him to be worshiped. Won't you follow my example? And so the commanders and the leaders, they went back to their families and they went back to the people and they said, what are we going to give? And the people responded by giving over three times as much as David did. The amazing thing is not how much they gave, but the hearts in which they gave it. In 1 Chronicles 29:9, it says this, the people rejoiced over the offerings, for they had given freely and wholeheartedly to the Lord, and King David was filled with joy. David was like, these guys want to worship God as much as I do. This is amazing. Now we're going to be able to build this temple that when people see it, they'll go, what kind of an amazing God must this be that has a temple like this? We get to do something similar today. In the same way that the people brought the offerings and they were able to go, look how the people have responded. Last week, we said we were going to give our congregation a chance to let us know steps that he was calling you to take in going towards all in with him, whatever that might be. And there were a variety of different things that people could respond with. Here's what we know. A bunch of people still haven't been able to turn in their cards. They either weren't here last week, or we heard from some people go, man, we weren't quite ready. We wanted to pray about it a little while longer and see what God would call us to do. But this week, we still get to celebrate some things that people said that God was putting on their hearts from last week. Last week, 23 more people said, I want to be baptized. That's amazing. That reflects 23 people whose God's changed their hearts, and they're going, I want to be obedient in baptism. We had 97 people that said, man, I'm not only all in for God, but I believe in the local mission that God has called Real Life to, and I want to become a member of the church. 97 people. 88 people said, yeah, you can celebrate that. 88 people said, I know I'm not as connected to the body of Christ as I need to be. I want to join a life group. 103 people said, man, I want to continue to take steps to make it so my life isn't just about me. I want to use my time and my energy and my giftedness to serve somewhere in the local body, in the church. And then because this was during the context of our giving series, we had 406 people, families, that said, we're going to take a next step in regards to generosity financially. And those looked a lot of different ways, but a couple of my favorites are 18 people said, I've never given before. I'm going to give for the first time. Yep, that's awesome. 82 people committed to tithing. They're like, man, I've given at least sometime, but now I'm going to commit to the biblical mandate of tithing. And these first steps in generosity or these continued steps in generosity are amazing because here's what I believe. As we take steps in generosity and away from having it all be about ourselves, and we take steps in an area of our life that oftentimes vies for our worship, I believe God shows up and does amazing things in our own life. Amen? We know this. Some of you didn't put your names on your cards, and we said that was totally okay. But if you didn't put your name on your card and you said, hey, I want to be a part of a life group or I want to become a member, we don't know who you are. So make sure you come and let us know, man, I wanted to be in a life group or I want to serve or whatever. We'd love to get you connected that way. And then some of you, if you're going, man, I want to let people know the steps that God's calling me to take, and you weren't here last week, we've got some more of those cards on your way out. We'd love to hear from you as well. But David was this amazing leader that took great joy in nothing more than worshiping God, and he called the people to worship God as well. And after everybody brought their gifts, David led them in this amazing prayer that allows us to see into his heart further. And just like we went through the ACTS acronym, we see those components in his prayer. As we read the next 11 verses, be listening for those things, the adoration, the thanksgiving, when we come before and we confess, the supplication, the asking for other people, things that God would want them to have. Starting in verse 10, it says, then David praised the Lord in the presence of the whole assembly. O Lord, the God of our ancestor Israel, may you be praised forever and ever. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness, the power, the glory, the victory, and the majesty. Everything in the heavens and on earth is yours, O Lord, and this is your kingdom. We adore you as the one who is over all things. Wealth and honor come from you alone, for you rule over everything. Power and might are in your hand, and at your discretion, people are made great and given strength. O our God, we thank you and praise your glorious name, but who am I and who are my people that we could give anything to you? Everything we have has come from you, and we give you only what you first gave us. We are here for only a moment. We're visitors and strangers in the land, as our ancestors were before us. Our days on earth are like a passing shadow, gone so soon without a trace. O Lord our God, even this material that we've gathered to build a temple to honor your holy name comes from you. It all belongs to you. I know, my God, that you examine our hearts and rejoice when you find integrity there. You know that I've done all this with good motives, and I've watched your people offer their gifts willingly and joyously. O Lord, the God of our ancestors, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, make your people always want to obey you. See to it that their love for you never changes. Give my son Solomon the wholehearted desire to obey all your commands, laws, and decrees, and to do everything necessary to build this temple for which I have made these preparations. Then David said to the whole assembly, give praise to the Lord your God. And the entire assembly praised the Lord, the God of their ancestors, and they bowed low and knelt before the Lord and the King. What an amazing prayer, an amazing passage that should really be a reflection of our hearts when we consider what we bring to God in our tithes and our offerings, and when we're generous to God and to others. There are four things that I see here that David and the people did that are models for how we should respond as well. And in here, I see those letters of the acronym, those words that we've been talking about. Number one, they acknowledged who owns everything. There's adoration that they're going, God, only you are God and everything comes from you. They said, everything in the heavens and on earth is yours, O Lord. This is your kingdom. You're over all things. You rule over everything. And then that recognition led to the second thing that we see. They acknowledged who had given them what they had. And there was thanksgiving there. They recognized that God owned it all. God gave them what they had. They said, wealth and honor come from you alone. And this is my favorite one. Even this material that we've gathered to build a temple to honor your holy name comes from you. It already belongs to you. They recognized who gave them the finances to give back to God. And my question for me and for you is that how we view when we give? I know so often in my own life, there have been times where it's like, man, God, it's hard to give you some of my stuff. They recognized, at least at this time, it wasn't their stuff to begin with. It was God's stuff, and he had just given it to them to be stewards of. And so it was easier for them to give back. Do you and I realize that whatever is in our hands came from God originally? Number three, they confessed that it was a privilege to be a part of what God was doing. It's how David started his prayer. He said, O Lord, the God of our ancestor Israel, may you be praised forever and ever. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness, the power, the glory, the victory, and the majesty. We're just along for the ride. We're just privileged to be a part of what you're doing, the mission that you've called us to be on. So often, we want to be recognized for every little thing that we do, every little thing that we give, as if it's all about us, right? Guys, if your wife is the one who primarily does the dishes, and you step out and you do it, don't you want to be recognized for that? All right, come on, I'm not the only one. And she's sitting there thinking, I did it the previous 49 times. Did you recognize it? All right, but we want to be recognized for everything that we've done as if it's all about us. And this is sometimes how we treat when we do something for God. God, look how generous I am with your stuff that you gave me. Right? They confess that God loves integrity of heart, and sometimes they didn't have that integrity of heart, even when they were doing the right things. I love this. There's that supplication piece. David prays for his son and for the people. He said, oh God, help them to always obey you. Help them to follow you, no matter what. And number four, they acknowledge the true state of the world. Listen to verse 15 again. We are here only for a moment, visitors and strangers in the land, as our ancestors were before us. Our days on the earth are like a passing shadow, gone so soon without a trace. This life is not all there is. And it's not even the best part, right? When we compare it to eternity, it's nothing, and we should treat it like that. But let's face it, because this is the only life we know, it's easy to make it about here and now, right? It's easy to forget that this isn't all that there is. But God's calling us to have a right view of eternity. God's given us so much more. He promises more, and he desires for us to invest eternally. Here's the amazing thing about this passage. They didn't even understand God's redemptive plan for mankind like we do today. They looked forward to a Messiah, a Savior, but they didn't know Jesus like we do today. They didn't have the Holy Spirit living in their life like we do today. How much more Should those of us who have a personal relationship with Jesus, who understand that he died on a cross to take away our sin problem and promise us eternal life, how much more should we respond in worship and adoration than they did? For those who were here at our Thanksgiving Eve service, Paul Schroeder closed out the service with a charge, closing thoughts that should be the thoughts of somebody who understands who God is and what he's done compared to who we are and what we've done. We ask that he would come and close out our service with that today as well.
I don't know about you, but I personally have been a little bit sad that our All In series comes to a close today. And yet, as I thought about that a little bit more, because it's been such a timely, such a powerful series, and as I reflected on that, I came to this sort of realization that actually this series isn't coming to an end, right? We're not crossing the finish line today. We're actually stepping up to the starting line. Because going all in for Jesus, right, going all in for the vision and the mission of our church is about going, right? It's just beginning today. We're going all in. We're going to do whatever it takes to reach our community for Jesus, Kootenai County and beyond for Jesus, right? And we're doing so because we believe eternity hangs in the balance, and we believe that God has amazing things in store for us. And we're going with him all in. So it was with that in mind that I share with you this. It's called The Charge. It was written by a young pastor in Africa, and it was written, as it turns out, on the night before he was killed for his faith in Jesus. And if what he wrote resonates with you at the heart level, even right now, just sort of say, you know, me too, God. Man, if you find yourself agreeing with what he wrote, agree with it. Me too, God. Me too. I give you the charge. I am a part of the fellowship of the unashamed. I have Holy Spirit power. The die has been cast. I've stepped over the line. The decision has been made. I am a disciple of his. I won't look back, let up, slow down, back away, or be still. For my past is redeemed. My present makes sense. My future is secure. I am finished and done with low living, cheap talking, sight walking, and small planning. No more smooth knees, colorless dreams, tame divisions, worldly talking, cheap giving, or dwarfed goals. I no longer need prominence, prosperity, positions, promotions, plaudits, or popularity. I don't have to be right, first, tops, recognized, praised, regarded, or rewarded. For now, I love by faith, lean on his presence, walk by patience, uplifted by prayer, I labor with power. My faith is set, my gate is fast, my goal is heaven. My road is narrow, my way is rough, my companions are few, and my guide is reliable. My mission is clear. I cannot be bought, compromised, detoured, lured away, turned back, deluded, or delayed. I will not flinch in the face of sacrifice, hesitate in the presence of the adversary, negotiate with the enemy, ponder at the pool of popularity, or meander in the maze of mediocrity. I won't give up, let up, shut up until I've stayed up, stored up, prayed up, paid up, preached up for the cause of Christ. I'm a disciple of Jesus. I must go till he comes, give until I drop, preach until all know, and work until he stops me. Then, when he comes for his own, he'll have no problem recognizing me. My banner will be clear. I'll be standing, arms high and heart abandoned. All I am is yours, because I'm all in. Let's stand together and sing.
We want to thank you for spending part of your day with us. Our mission at Real Life is to reach the world for Jesus, one person at a time. If you'd like more info on the ministry or giving opportunities, be sure to download the RLM app or visit us online at reallifeministries.com.